Vincent, if you're watching this, huge fans. You feel, I mean, I don't know if we can afford $50,000 just to fly you out.
To be a guest?
I'd like that.
Well, do you want it to be an overnight guest?
I don't know.
I mean, he's pretty clear about that.
I mean, would you be interested?
In watching?
Yeah. He doesn't mention a three-way.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office, and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Kissing you and holding you and caressing you and playing with your titties. Put your balls in my mouth. Put your balls in my mouth. Make you just come and come and come and come and come and come and fill my mouth. Yeah, I'll swallow if I want to. Yeah, I'll swallow if I want to. Put a big hickey on your inner thigh there and make it nice and red. Well, it's normal size. It's not that big. It's not that big. That big. That big. The one thing that I'm going to tell you is that the first time it's going to be quick with me, because it's been a long time. Because it's been a long time. Long time. Okay, you come. You come. You come. Let me see how much you come. Let me see how much you come. I need it right now. I need it right now. Right now. Okay? Can you see this? Give it to me now. Give it to me now. I need it. I need it. I need it. Give it to me. Give it to me. Come on, Mark. Don't be stingy. Come on, Mark. Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. Suck it dry. Just suck it dry, Mark. Yeah. Oh, I can feel it. Mmm. Oh, that's gonna be good. Mmm. Oh, that's gonna be good. Mmm. Oh. Mmm. Oh. Mmm. Damn. You bet I'm coming up in me. Damn. You better believe I'm coming up in me. Damn. Oh. 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 Damn. You are terrific. I know you're gonna be good in bed. Come on, Mark. Don't be stingy. Come on, Mark. Don't be stingy.
Shit still slaps.
It does. And it still evokes horrible feelings inside of me, which is cool.
Yeah.
And when he says it's normal sized, it's not that big. I feel like we never really knew just how big it was because it was covered by his stomach and his balls.
His balls covered his dick?
No, I mean, the balls are so big, they kind of offset.
Well, he's built in such a way that... everything kind of sits back. You don't remember that explanation?
I do. You're built in such a way.
Yeah. He's like, I'm built in such a way that my balls grow out of my asshole.
Is that true? Can that really happen?
I don't think so, no.
I think he's just fat in such a way.
Yeah.
That the fat covers
his... He was very, very, very big and out of shape. And yeah.
No, I listen to Two Bears every now and then just to see what you two knuckleheads are up to.
There are a couple of goofballs on
the show. A couple of goofballs. Yeah. You guys are always talking about your peeners, and Bert brought up that he grew into his mouth because he used to have a big mouth relative to the size of his head. And
of
now
his
that
face,
he's
yeah.
fat,
yeah.
he's like, my mouth is smaller. I thought that was really A, accurate.
Yeah. Well, if you see a picture of him like really young, his mouth looks like it's bigger than his face.
Yeah.
His mouth is just huge. Yeah. It's true. I didn't realize it until he pointed it
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Like those, even that photo, the blue shirt, that's when we started hanging out with Bert, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like his mouth was so big.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But even if you, yeah, look at the size of his mouth there.
Yeah. His mouth is huge.
But even in like that, that, you know, that Tito's meme?
Oh my God. That's the saddest picture. Yeah. That's got to be one that Leanne's bummed about.
That's
Leanne's,
when she met him.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. She's got to be so upset.
You think so? What?
Look, let me just say, you and I have, what do they call it, the glow up? I would argue that, what do they call it, babe? Is that right?
Yeah, it's called
like, we've aged, I think, gracefully. We've embraced changes and, you know, we take care of ourselves.
Not always. You're talking about
we're
like.
We're fighting the fight. We're in the fight.
Yeah, you're talking about like this week.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a glow up. There's like some real shitty photos of myself that we can pull up that you don't fucking pull them up.
Right.
Yeah.
No, we don't. I mean, look, but that's because we were like poor, really struggling.
Yeah.
We were really in it. Like we hustled for so many years. And
yeah.
You don't exactly have the resources to take care of yourself.
You can. You don't need to have money to take care of yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because I remember you and I would get like, we go to Trader Joe.
Yeah.
We were at our poorest.
Yeah.
We go to Trader Joe.
I'm just somebody that coped that way though.
And buy soca souffle.
Oh, all of it.
Lava
of
cakes
it.
And just like.
The difference is like, I would just do it with like eating way too much food.
Same.
And then like, you know, Bart just drinks a lot.
Yeah.
And then when you drink a lot, you end up eating more too.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Every time you have like that, you know, you start really pounding booze, you get like this insulin spike and then your body's like, you need to eat. And
yeah.
Then you start just fucking housing food.
I know. So how do I not do that? Is there
stop drinking.
I don't want to do that. And I can't take pot because I OD on pot every time.
You don't
I take it.
OD
every
on pot.
Every time. I take too much because I'm, so for instance, last
get
time.
Get into pills. Why don't you take pills?
I started to with my ankle, and then Dr. Drew said that's a problem.
Dr. Drew, what the fuck does he know?
Babe,
just pop oxys. You won't eat shit.
I know. But he said that opioids are not a good thing to get addicted to.
They are. They're fun.
And they decrease your appetite.
Yeah, they do. And you know what? You just fucking sleep.
I know, it's the best.
Which is great.
And it's a fun psychedelic sleep. I was having great.
Why don't you
dreams.
Get into fucking acid or something or mushrooms?
I've done it already in high school.
So do it again.
You're right. You know what? You always have the best advice.
You know what? We never, because like we joke about like coke and like meth and everything. I know it's ridiculous, but what we've never like really talked about trying for real is like PCP, like angel dust.
I know. Can you even get it anymore?
Definitely. Yes.
Yup.
Yeah.
Chimes any in the next room.
Yeah.
Wait, but what's the advantage of PCP?
Like, no one can fuck with your shit.
You're just lifting cars and freaking out.
You're just like punching windows and shit. Yeah.
Wait, yeah, let's look at the benefits of PCP.
No, there's no such thing. They don't write benefits of PCP.
Well,
I would
like,
say effects.
Effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you look at crystal meth,
all right,
PCP, makes you skinny,
scroll up,
active,
is a mind-altering drug that may lead to hallucinations, profound distortion in a person's perception of reality.
That sounds like fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It is considered a dissociative drug leading to
I like that.
Distortion of sights, colors, sounds, and one's environment. PCP was developed in the 1950s as an intravenous anesthetic, but due to the serious neurotoxic side effects, the development of human medical use was discontinued. So somebody was basically a pussy and then they stopped fucking with this. In the purest form, PCP is a white crystal powder that readily dissolves
in
water.
Hold on. It says ketamine an anesthetic used for surgery and pain relief was developed instead. I've basically done PCP. It's a similar to ketamine, is what they're saying.
Okay, so then.
Well, I'm ahead of the curb.
Yeah, there you go. Scroll. How's PCP used? What are the effects? Here we go. Recreationally, this is what we want to get into. Many believe PCP to be one of the most dangerous drugs if you are a weak person. A moderate amount of PCP often causes users to feel detached, distant, and estranged from their surroundings. Numbness of the extremities, slurred speech, loss of coordination, accompanied by a sense of strength and invulnerability. This is Bert's personality. A blank stare, rapid involuntary eye movements, exaggerated gout are among the more observable effects. Auditory hallucinations,
sounds
acute
fun.
Anxiety, a feeling of impending doom, paranoia, violent hostility, slight increase in breathing rate, rise in blood pressure.
That sounds like a party.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be high on PCP?
This is fine. This is totally doable.
Violence, suicide.
Yeah.
Nausea, vomiting, blurred vision. All fun. All good stuff.
Well, that's like, again, like I always point this out. Like if you're feeling that way, dial it back a little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you don't have to do that amount.
You're just saying do like a tiny bit of PCP.
Can you get addicted to PCP? Like it says, probably not. So it's fucking fine. And weight loss. You can lose weight.
Oh, that's perfect for us.
Yeah.
How do I take PCP?
Just smoke it. Just get wet. You just fucking smoke it.
Powder or like?
Yeah. I mean, you could shoot it too, I guess, or snort it. But I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't just like sprinkle it into a cigarette or something, you know? Yeah.
Could you imagine if you were just at a party and you're like, hey, you want some? Like, it's PCP. I just found PCP. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, I can't imagine because that happens at cool parties.
Good parties.
Yeah, good parties.
Tom, we need to bring back PCP. Like, let's start having parties at our house.
Yeah.
And hand out PCP to people and just see what happens.
I think the...
And have fights. We can invite, like, Rogan over, Bert, and get them all hopped up on. And just see who's the strongest, finally.
You're not talking about fights, you're talking about deaths.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'm going to pitch this to Joe. Hear me out.
Okay.
How great is MMA fighting?
Great.
How much better would it be
if everyone was on PCP?
Yeah.
You know what sucks is they make those guys get tested.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And they would probably be like, you know, no one took like HGH, but everybody was on Angel Dust.
That'd be so much better than steroids.
Yeah.
This is a special live event. It's like a pay-per-view. I would pay extra to see them.
Yeah. It's true. All right.
How much better would it be?
It'd be great.
Conor McGregor all fucking angry.
I think he's pretty angry as is.
I know.
So, yeah.
He's like, I got a fucking broken leg. I don't care. I'll fucking kick you with my broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him like getting all juiced.
That's PCP, man. It's the funnest drug in the world. All right. Opening clip. Here we go.
I was just about to get the underground from King's Cross Station. And I thought I might as well just check to see what's on the front of the lead service. And it's her.
Wholesome.
Who is Ryan?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
No.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsi. Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Bad boner for trains.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
It was.
I thought he was going to talk about getting accepted to Hogwarts or something because he's so sweet.
That
and
is
innocent.
Probably the next video.
I know.
Yeah, he's so excited.
legend. That driver was such a legend. Honestly, just brought so much happiness to me then.
I mean, is someone just born that way? Is that like a disease? You know what I mean?
Is he touched? Is he talked?
I mean, like, how does somebody grow up to be like that?
I think it's like...
He has the innocence of a child, like a toddler.
I know.
And he's, you know, how old is he? 16?
No, baby. He's probably like 21.
Okay. And he's like, the train went choo-choo. He's all excited for it.
I think you have to be a virgin and you have to be like...
So he's staying in like this bubble, basically.
Yeah.
Like a non-pussy bubble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you're getting that excited for trains...
Yeah. What are you not getting excited about?
Yeah. And it's definitely...
The...
A wet...
I got it. Thanks.
Snatch all
Stop
over
it.
All right. Oh, man.
Oh, it landed on your collar.
It's still there.
Yeah. He's sweet. And I don't like the Brits. I like how they're... Everything they say is interesting when they talk like that.
Yeah.
And how upset are you that Hogwarts doesn't really exist?
I didn't really think about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like mad because I love those movies.
Yeah.
And then I get upset because life sucks so bad that there's not really Hogwarts. You don't feel that way?
No. We have two huge announcements we need to make.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
First announcement. Here we go. Big announcement.
Oh.
I.
That's a new one. I didn't hear that one before.
I have added shows and new shows that are coming for the I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour. Northfield, Ohio on the 6th, on January 6th, a third show has been added. Fourth show added in Los Angeles, February 5th. Early show added in Long Beach, February 6th. Fourth show added in Toronto, February 19th. Early show added in D.C., February 27th. Wichita is added March 9th. Portland, Maine has a third show added March 17th. New shows in Vegas, the 25th and 26th of March. Big show in New York City, March 31st, the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden. Bakersfield, April 28th. San Francisco, a third show, April 29th. Sacramento, an early show, May 1st. Fort Wayne, Indiana, a late show, May 20th. Cincinnati, Ohio, a new show, May 28th. Columbus, Ohio, a late show, May 29th. And Indian Apple Tits, June 11th. A late show has been added. They're all at tomsegura.com/tour, and they're on sale now. Thank you very much for your guys' support. We're very, very excited about it.
Let me do my dates, too, since we're talking.
Well, this is an announcement. It was
announcement. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
No, it was like a new thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to send this to Native. You can go ahead and say your dates if you want.
Okay. So by the time this airs next Wednesday, well, I've already been in Raleigh. If not, I'm in Raleigh. November 19th, Atlanta at the Punchline. November 26th, Salt Lake City, Utah for that weekend. And then, LOL, San Antonio. I go to Orlando, Florida, the weekend of December 16th, and then the big special taping, January 22nd, 2020. I'm sure tickets are probably gone for that live taping. If they're not, get them now.
At the Gramercy.
At the Gramercy Theater in Jewdork Titties. And then I've also booked a bunch of dates for 2022. Check back at ChristinaPOnline.com for those.
And the other wow announcement.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. I fucking A.
YMH Live 7 returns November 18th. It is a Thursday. It is the week before Thanksgiving. You can watch live with us, or you can watch it on a replay Thanksgiving weekend, which will be a lot of fun for you and your family.
Yep, it's a family show. And we're doing it here out of...
We're doing it here out of Guantanamo Bay. And... Yeah. Special guest Joe Rogan is joining us, and I got on an aeroplane yesterday for one of our very special segments, and just want to give you a snapshot, if you will. I don't know, Native, if you got what I just sent you via email, if you can.
OMGs.
So I got on an airplane.
Yep.
And we filmed what I think is the game changer of all segments that we've ever done. I spent the afternoon with the Uncle Shine.
Oh, my God. Look at you two together.
Yeah. There we are.
I cannot believe you got to Know the man.
That was in his neighborhood here. So we walked around his neighborhood, and then I took him for a very special surprise that we will get into later. At a later time.
Reveal on the live show.
Yeah, the reveal. But it's the hardest I've ever laughed.
Yeah.
While the most I've ever been scared.
Yeah. I believe you.
It was such a roller coaster of emotions that I had the whole day. One thing that I do want to say right now, before any of this,
right now,
I didn't
right
know.
Now, right now, right now.
Poor guy, poor Unc Shine has. A lot don't know this. There's a lot of imitators, and I was able to verify. I was able to verify what is his real handle on Instagram.
So you're saying that we need to follow the real account
because there's all these people and there's people that are taking his videos that have 10 times the followers he has.
That's not cool.
And that's so disappointing. So if you want to follow the real guy, Unc Shine, right? This is our friend who we're all a huge fan of. It's the Uncle Shine, and Uncle's with a K. So it's
that might be why.
TheUnkleShine. I held his phone and I was like, let me see this.
Wait, what kind of phone does he have?
Not a new one. So anyway, that's the real account. So if you want to follow the real guy, that's the real account.
Oh my God.
That's the real account.
Yeah, it looks like that's the
real account. It's 828 followers.
Oh, okay? This guy needs help.
That's what I'm saying. There's people posting his videos that have like 20,000 followers.
Not cool.
So you guys, if you would, give the real guy a follow.
Get this account. Psychotic.
Yeah, that's him.
This makes so much more sense than anything. Wow. Does he know he only has to upload it once and then it goes?
Those are all different uploads.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he just gets creative bursts and then he'll do like 20 at the same
time. It's a very nice way of putting it. Yes. He said some of the most amazing things I've ever heard anybody say.
Well, don't save your.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm not.
Live show.
It'll be on the live show. We got Rogan. We have some other special treats.
Well, and also we're going to give you guys a deeper look at Guantanamo Bay. You're going to see a little more of the workings here.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean,
there's a. Oh my God, there's. Well, I had a Pajitsky effect the other day. So I've been working out a lot lately.
Yeah.
And one of the things I also do is I go outside, I go on these walks, and I found this. There's this walk by our house that has a hill that's like it's a steep incline.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say if you power through it, you could probably do it in like, let's say 90 seconds or something, right? Like a minute and a half. And then you get to the top, and then, you continue on the walk. But that's the hardest part, is that because it's a steep incline.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done it a few times, and I'm like, man, I wish that was longer,
Because
you could feel the work in that hill.
Yeah.
And then Sean came over the other day, and I was like, well, let's go on this walk. I'll show you this walk I go on. We're walking and talking. We do that hill.
Yeah.
And then we go down, and he's like, let's do it again. And I was like, what? What? He's like, let's just do the hill again.
Yeah.
Because this is hard. So let's do it again.
You can do it again.
I was like, I never thought you could do it again. Right. And he was like, why don't we do it like 5 times? And I was like, that would be so much more work. And he was like, right, it'd be like a good workout. I was like, man, I never thought about doing it again. And he was like, yeah, that's the first thing I thought is we should do it again.
Oh, he's so nice about it. And Sean will never shame you.
And we did it like 5 times. I was like, that was hard. He's like, yeah, because we kept doing it.
Right, like you.
I basically did a push-up, and I was like, I wish I could make this more work. And someone was like, you could do more push-ups.
I know.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because you're like, but there's only this one hill. And then
I was like, this is the hill, though.
This is the workout.
I already went to the top.
But then like, you can go down and go up again.
And I was like, what? The fuck are you talking about right now, man?
What is this that our brain just goes like, nope, those are the rules.
Yeah.
Those are the rules I go by. Can't.
I know.
So some updates on the Pajitsky effect. So Rob Eiler of Pajama Pants Podcast, right?
Yeah.
He said that a lot of people, I don't know if I've said this already, forgive me if I'm repeating, a lot of people call him AJ Jr. His character is already Anthony Jr. And they'll be like, you're AJ Jr. on the show. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Number two, Jamie Lee of Pajama Pants also thought that boneless chicken wings were the meat ripped off the tiny bones and then reconstituted. So I'm not the only one in town, okay?
Okay.
Thirdly, I had a very embarrassing Pajitsky effect yesterday, to the point where I'm so fucking embarrassed that I'm not sure I should share this with the audience because I think I may get shamed off the planet. That's how fucking dumb I am. But I'm going to do it because I love you guys and I think these are fun. So I get off the airport here in Texas. I get off the airport. I get off the plane yesterday or whatever it was, Sunday, from Colorado.
Yeah.
And I look at the sign that says ATX and I thought to myself, Austin, Texas. And my brain... Now, hold on. Hold on, in my defense.
You actually called me and you go, do you know what ATX stands for? I was like, yeah, Austin, Texas.
How
and
did you know?
Like, you were like, what have you been reading?
Well, hold on now. Hear me out because, okay, but PDX is not... Portland-X. It makes no fucking sense.
Right, right.
Portland-X.
Because there's some places where... I know what you're saying.
So that's why...
The reason that... I think the reason that is that sometimes people refer to certain cities by their airport code.
Correct.
Right.
So I thought ATX was like, oh, that's our airport code, LAX.
Right. X is also... Isn't X a thing that's in a lot of airport codes, though?
Like, yeah.
But what's the significance of the X? Do you know?
I don't know.
Because that is LAX. You're right.
And yeah,
that is,
PDX.
But I don't know why.
I don't.
X means.
Oh, what about Atlanta? Is an A? What's Atlanta? There's an X.
Can't read
that. PHX is Phoenix. Such airports.
What does it say?
They're NWS codes, simply expanded in X. I don't understand. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I don't know. But yeah.
Do we not find an answer?
No.
Where's the song? Nadav is Googling.
Wait, some airports in the U.S. have retained the...
Their NWS
the first thing.
Codes and simply appended an X. So in lieu of NWS, which I don't know what that is.
Right. So what's the NWS?
You know what it is. You gonna say it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if they're like, we used to call it that, and you know, in light of recent times,
all airport codes had the N-word in them.
And they're like, guys, it's insensitive. We can't call it
that. Yeah. what's the NWS?
Oh fucking hell!
How do you not automatically? Like, how doesn't your brain go, I'll find out the next thing?
Oh, no.
I was trying to...
Oh, boy.
I'm just looking. It's just saying NWS, LAX, you know?
PHX.
Right, but like...
I don't know. I'm trying to look for it. I just can't find it as quickly as you want it. I'm sorry.
You. Hurry up and find that shit. Let God is Googling, looking for
shit. Let God is Googling, I hope he finds it. All right, I think I found Canada's codes. Looking for you. Codes are often named after the airport itself, while another code is reserved for refers to the city itself. Suggesting the last two letters. Nope, that's not it.
No. What I'm saying is this.
I'm exhausted.
The very first result we found said...
The
X,
NHS.
Yeah, just replaces the NWS. So it's like, what is the NWS?
What is NWS? That would be your next search, right?
Wouldn't that be the natural?
What is NWS code or whatever, airport code, NWS? What if it is? Oh, shit, man.
See, this is just a rabbit hole now.
the complete list of EAS event codes broadcast. It's like, what? What's EAS?
When is the NWS?
No.
The Dom too bad? I'm just trying to...
I'm like, I can't even be mad at Nadav because I'm the dummy that, you know, like I'm dumber than him with ATX. I feel like I can't shame him right now.
Right, but wouldn't you put like, what is NWS airport code?
National Weather Service.
Okay. So the National Weather Service, so it was replacing, the X is replacing what the National Weather Service would label it by?
What?
I just gave you a raise. All right. So. Yesterday.
I know.
All right. So.
I know. God, nothing works. Just surrender, Tom. You know, it's.
Yeah.
Life is imperfect all the time. Anyways, I thought I was pretty R-worded. ATX and you know what's what I love about these Pajitsky effects is that it just blows it really you can feel the neural pathways in your brain changing when you have these epiphanies like I can walk up the hill twice like your brain reorients. It's just amazing.
I literally you don't even know this. I've done that walk several times and several times been like I wish this was a little harder.
That's it.
Like I thought to myself, well, I wish this was like a longer thing so I get like more work out of this. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Make it like a little more strenuous hike.
Yeah. But
never
you're...
occurred to me to repeat the strenuous part.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Why don't we allow ourselves these things? It's so funny.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. That was
I definitely thought it was I didn't understand that it was for Austin, Texas either.
No.
I had no idea. I thought that ATX was just because AUS was already taken. By Australia.
Or Austria. Is AUS Austria or Australia?
It's I'm going to be quiet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
God, this rabbit hole goes deep. Now, Annie is usually as dumb as I am when it comes to these things. So
okay.
I'm
What's
always.
Up, baby?
Yeah. I'm always really happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Because AUS. Wait, but Australia is not an airport.
Well, no. Who would look? You looked up Australia airport code,
but AUS stands for
to confirm it's not ATX. It's SYD.
Well, then no, that's Sydney. Sydney. That's Sydney.
That's
like,
in Australia.
There's not like welcome to the airport of Australia.
Yeah. But AUS isn't that Austria?
Jesus Christ. What's the airport in Spain? Like fucking, they have. Multiple cities.
The Spain airport. You don't just fly into Spain.
Holy shit. Man. God.
Take me to Spain.
What does that mean?
Give me a ticket.
This is what you're teaching our kids.
Unreal.
Holy shit. So many remixes on the interwebs of her, the NWA lady. It was pretty great.
Pretty great. Also, the... what is it on the latest one there? I guess we have been, you know, we're talking about the National Weather Association. We keep talking about the weather.
Yeah.
So they sent in, weather update intro submissions.
Oh.
So we have, looks like this, this one's from the great, Grass Kingdoms.
Oh, I love Grass. That kid's so talented.
I don't know whether the weather will change, but weather update. Y'all come back now, you hear?
I'll be honest with you.
That's amazing.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
A lot hotter than it's been before.
This is a lot hotter, yeah.
Than the previous week.
And at nighttime, very humid. You were commenting on the humidity.
Well, because for the previous, like, 2 weeks, it's been cool
at
night. And then yesterday, out of nowhere, you guys wouldn't believe it was real hot.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting, too, is that it led to a thunderstorm early this morning.
Powerful.
Awoken to the sound of thunder
and
rain.
Yeah.
What an interesting climate we live in. I just love it. Because yeah. I was in Momver, which was delightful. Thank you to everybody that came out. What powerful shows. I went to Denver Airport, and I was overcome with satanic, penile, phallic messages. But before that, the weather was very cold, and I had to wear a jacket.
Wow.
And I thought that was different.
I love that we're in jacket season.
They know jacket season's the best.
The best. Another submission for weather updates is by Brian Porter. So we can play either one of these whenever we have a cool weather update. And if this would play, here we go.
What in the world is going on with the weather? If only someone could help make some sense of all this. For that, we turn to Tim and Christine of Mom's House for the answers.
Amazing. Mom's House. Mom's House.
Very good. Thank you both. Thank you guys for the intro music. We'll try to keep you guys updated on the weather here as often as we can. There's something else that I wanted to play for you.
Fucking shit.
Dun. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is it.
Hi, my name's Jasper. I use they it pronouns.
Hi, my name is Liana. I use they demon pronouns.
This video is how to use our pronouns.
So we're going to basically present three sentences. One of them is going to have one pronoun, the other one's going to have the other pronoun, and then the last one is going to have both pronouns interchanged.
See, what I thought was cool is that I've never heard demon as a pronoun.
No, and I'm excited to hear how to properly use them so we don't offend the demon community.
So Liana uses they, them pronouns and demon pronouns. So the first sentence would be, Liana is my partner, they are cute, and I am theirs. I love them very much, and I hope they love themselves too.
I got it.
For the demon pronouns, it would be, Liana is my partner, Deem is cute, and I belong to Deem. I love Demon very much, and I hope Deem loves Demon self too.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Please make a note of it. Okay, noted.
The
absolute insanity. The insanity to think that you can just put out a statement like that and know everybody has to do it. Otherwise, you get to claim that they're hateful. It's so crazy. Tom, what's your pronoun this week?
I don't know if they fags or what.
God, that was perfect. Thank you.
I know.
Wait, before I forget,
yeah.
Can I commend Dave Chappelle on his statement that he came out with?
Oh, yeah. It was masterful. It was really great.
Can
I was there live.
Please, tell me everything. So let's recap the story. I just think this is so phenomenal.
I knew something was going to happen. So because there's been all this like turmoil, you know?
Yeah.
Around like Dave's special and he you know, he I was backstage with him and I found out that he got disinvited from film festivals that his documentary was gonna air at, and so the show was bananas. It was at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, fucking sold out to like the fucking rafter, like packed.
Those are three powerhouses. So all you guys together is just...
No, I mean, so DJ Trauma, Jeff Ross.
Oh, I miss him.
Donnell.
Oh.
And then I go up, I bring up Joe, and then Joe brought up Chappelle. And I knew because, you know, when there's like someone's in controversy,
mm-hmm.
but everyone's there, I was like, this is going to be a wild reception. And we all got wild receptions. I mean, we got standing O's to walk to the stage.
It's amazing. It's
but
so
when he came out, it was just...
Yeah.
Just absolute...
Chaos. Yeah.
And when he finished his set, he sat on the stool and he's like, oh, I need a camera. And he recorded that statement.
Okay.
And he said it in the statement. He said, it started off, he goes, you know, he said, it's been said that I was invited by the transgender employees at Netflix to have a sit down and that I declined. And that is not true.
Mm.
He said, I would meet with them, but I will not be summoned.
Mm-hmm.
You have to meet with me under my conditions and terms. So, you know, he listed his terms were like, I think it was the place and time of his choosing.
Did you want to, I have his exact
statement.
Oh, yeah. If you like, may I read
it? Sure, go ahead.
He added, to the transgender community, I am more than willing to give you an audience, but you will not summon me. Mm-hmm. Great. And, oh, I am not bending to anyone's demands. And if you want to meet with me, I am more than willing to, but I have some conditions.
Yeah.
He continued. This is amazing. First of all, you cannot come if you have not watched my special from beginning to end.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's praise Allah. Yeah. What a fucking 100%.
Yeah.
You must watch it and understand it, shitheads. You must come to a place of my choosing at a time of my choosing. And thirdly, you must admit that Hannah Gadsby is not funny.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not my favorite comedian of all time, he always
fell
was.
Over on each other.
I mean,
because we were standing at the stage for like the curtain call. And we were watching him do that, and we did that, and we were like, like, fell over on each other.
The balls on this guy.
Yeah.
And that's why he's brilliant and just the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean, finally somebody fucking said that out loud, number one. And also, you know, if you're listening, you're like, what about Hannah? She spoke out against him.
Yeah.
Which in the comedy world, that's like ratting on your peers, okay? You don't fucking, you hold the line, because if one of us caves and we eat each other, then freedom of speech is gone, okay?
Yeah.
You must hold the line that we're all in this fraternity, sorority together. You may not. It's completely fucked up.
Yeah, it's...
good
it
for
is,
him.
It
good
is
for
awesome
him.
To see, and I'm so thankful that the guy at the top is a guy like that, you know?
Yes.
Because the guy at the top could be, or woman at the top could be, you know, a piece of shit, like somebody else who doesn't stand for the rest of us.
Yeah.
And when you have a guy at the top who goes,
there's
like
a wimp.
Yeah, you could have a wimp, but you have a guy who's like, no, I'm here in the name of like comedy, and I go for jokes, and like, and also stop reading just press clipping. I mean, I experienced something similar, thing. And when Disgraceful came out, it's not the same scale, same level of fame, but like, I mean, to me, it feels a very similar thing. And you feel like the world hates you. And then the worst part was all the people who like, didn't watch it.
Yeah,
and you're like,
don't
you're
even
mad about something
it.
You didn't watch. They're like, no, but I read this thing, and you're like, yeah, comedy isn't digested that way, you know?
No, and it's interesting too, because if you've ever been canceled before, which I think both of us they've come after you, it's like whatever's in the zeitgeist of the moment is what people are fired up about, and then they'll attack you on that. And also, it's so ironic, the people that are coming. So one of the women that's going after Dave, it's so great. She's like, you're transphobic. And they did a deep dive on her Twitter feed. And her Twitter feed is so racist.
So
she's
racist.
Talking about how much she hates Chinese people and this and that.
Using
and
slurs
like,
and everything.
Yo, and like threatening to beat up Asian people. And like, you're the one that's pointing a finger?
That's usually when it happens, right?
Yeah, it's the like hypocrites.
The person who's like pointing at you the hardest, you go, well, let's dig through your life a little bit, see what you've done.
Whew, that is scary. You know what's so interesting is that the woke today are what the Bible beaters were in the 80s and the 90s. Remember when like they would protest, Ozzy Osbourne is satanic, and NWA, like, we need stickers to the children, we have to save the children. And now it's the left going,
the
we have to
wild.
Save you from the children.
This whole shit.
You fucking retard.
Yeah.
100%. It is nonsense.
It is
absolute silly.
Well, let's have a couple laughs, all right?
Yeah, I just want to, show me your boobs.
All right, show me your boobs.
I want to laugh.
I want to laugh. I want to have a good. I want to have a good laugh here.
I want to laugh.
All right.
Dem Damon.
Demons. Horrible or hilarious?
Oh, jeez.
Riding a bicycle
again. That's a scooter.
Seems like it's fine. Yeah, scooter. Ooh.
That's why I don't like those scooters.
That motherfucker took the full impact on his head. He might have a different life right now. You know what I mean? Like, there's his pre-scooter ride life. I mean, that's his frontal lobe.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I got to see that moment when everything changed for him. Oh, dang.
I think you missed that.
I did. I saw it in my periphery. Is that person naked? In underwear.
I saw this clip a while ago. There's theories that that she is in a guy's apartment and is exiting the easy way.
I think so. I think you're right. You know? That's usually what that is.
I mean, she lands and crushes a car. And then she's like, my tailbone hurts.
Ouchie.
Ow. Fuck. She's like,
did she break her legs, damn, too? That's got to break everything, right?
It would seem like it would.
I mean, there's
she went through the fucking roof of that car.
Yo, I would just take the beating from the wife.
I think so. I think I would be like, you know what?
Sorry. Fucked up.
Did something bad.
Yeah. My bad. I'm a real knucklehead.
Not going to jump off the balcony.
You're not even wearing your glove.
God, why would you call me out on the fucking shit?
Why would you not wear it?
Just shut the fuck up already.
I know why. You're feeling a little defeated. You're feeling a little defeated because the fans weighed in on a subject.
We'll get to that in a moment.
Sure.
All right, hold on. Oh.
I hate it. I don't like it.
Damn, bitch, you could have seen.
He's walking.
That guy's the best attitude of anybody I've ever seen in my life.
Just walking it off?
He said, damn, bitch, you couldn't see. And then she just drove off and he just hollered at her. He's not like, stop. He's just like, fucking bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah. That is insane.
Damn, bitch. Oh, my God.
Damn, bitch, you couldn't see.
Yeah, he's so stunned.
And then flip. You bitch ass.
Yeah.
But he just talked shit just after talked somebody shit. That hit him with a car.
He's like, it's all right, you're driving off, but.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
He's not even stunned that she's driving away. It's so funny.
Yeah.
That is terrible. He had his head in there. He was working on the engine.
Damn, bitch, you could have seen.
Yeah, amazing.
Damn, bitch.
So is the clip in the new folder of the breathing, or is it in last week's?
That's in last week's.
Okay. You know, I'm actually afraid to revisit this clip. Because
oh, no, I'm glad we're going to revisit it.
Can I milk you before we do this? Because I'm a little afraid.
All right.
Uh-oh.
What's it called?
God.
Here, you know what? I could play it on mine.
Yeah.
All right.
He's already pissed going. There he is.
Okay. Here's some of the messages that have come in.
I re-felt the energy of the first time, you know, when you revisit, you're like, oh, that was so much worse than I remember it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It is cool shit.
Yeah.
So what's the debate?
We should set that up. It's a good point. We just played the clip. The debate is whether or not the man is making the noise.
Is it him wheezing or somebody else in the room is what you claim that the person photographing him, videoing him is.
Okay.
Where's the genesis of the wheeze? Is it him or is it somebody else in the room?
You can hear that it's like distressed, right? Breathing.
Labored breathing,
yes. Correct. So here are some of the emails and messages that came in. Ready? Okay. As an ICU nurse of 6.5 years, that wheezing is 100% coming from that guy. As Annie says, the breathing gets louder when his mouth opens, and no, you don't always see their chest moving while they wheeze. I'm fully on Christine's side on this one. Todd is talked, and you're fucking blocked. Okay?
I'm sorry. Again, read her credentials. Go ahead. What kind
Next
of a
message.
Nurse? ICU nurse for 9 years. Oh,
it says,
okay.
I failed nursing school. So, it says, Jesus, Christine, it's so obvious the video of the guy licking the air isn't him breathing. You can't be that talked. Todd is right. Nick Lawrence, who's getting a free merch bag this week. Listen, Tim, you are fully talked. It's definitely his breathing, Team Christine. The audio in question is actually Garth's victims watching this old man as they slip away.
That's a good theory, too.
Tom is correct about the breathing. Danny is spot on. He is laying next to his sleeping wife, making a talk to show off his cunnilingus prowess to the talkers. And then I can't believe she doesn't hear the second breather, Michael Carroll. So it would seem that it is a debate, but you know what's funny, though, is that you actually, when we watched it later, you actually said you switched your opinion.
Well, I'll tell you why. Yeah. It's much like the home here now or home me on out. You know, and once somebody can convince you.
Suggests it, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's brainwashing. You brainwashed me and you badgered me enough so that I switched my position by the end, because I feared for my life. I feared for our children, and I had to agree. Otherwise, I would get beaten violently.
Stop calling me daddy.
Oh, my God. And by the way, we've got the memo. Everyone keeps letting me know that it's Daddy Big Butt.
Yeah, Daddy Nagong.
Nagong Big Butt. We got it. Thank you. Yeah. You can stop submitting.
It has been sent many, many times.
Many times. Yes. We know.
Yeah. And also.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I don't know. Was that bad?
No, I liked it.
Okay. There was something else that came in that
don't
is...
call me daddy, bro. God, bro. That's really taken the nation by storm, Daddy Lalagon.
This is an amazing one, though. This one's going to be... Because, like, I'll say this. I'll listen to more people whose opinion is that he's breathing, and I'll know... No, I like to know my enemies in life. I want to know. So you just let me know in your message, and I'll fucking cut you out of my life. All right. So I got this message. Okay. Here we go.
Let the conversation begin.
This is insane.
Okay.
Hey Tom. Hey Christine. Long time listener, first time writer. So I just found out that my wife works with a relative of Garth Brooks. The coworker is actually a first cousin of his wife Trish.
Okay.
So Trish recently came to visit family out here in Eastern Long Island, New York. So once my wife heard the news, she asked her coworker to ask Trish, you know what a banana split is? And once she asked Trish, she said, God damn it. What the hell is with that and the comments on Facebook and Twitter? My poor Garth even considered taking down his Facebook. My wife and I laughed so fucking hard when her coworker told us, and because of that, my wife and I got uninvited to the coworker's daughter's wedding because they don't want to risk me or my wife asking Garth where the bodies are buried. Much love. Keep them high and tight. Sue Woo.
Wow. And may I commend this mommy for choosing us over her own family.
Yeah, I mean.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Not getting invited to the wedding. Is that what it was?
Yeah, uninvited.
I'm going to play with your booty.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. We're so close to Garth. Do you think he would ever come on the show? And
no. Definitely no.
We don't know that. Hey, we had fucking Gloria Estefan on this show. If you're a longtime listener, you remember she came on after you remixed her song to be a fart song.
Yeah.
Gloria Estefan came on this show.
That was why I was in the studio. I was in the lab working on that for a while.
That took you hours.
It did.
I know. Yeah, I remember.
I mean, I was not like a seasoned pro going like, you know, here's how you do it. I was like meticulously putting farts
like
on her horns.
Garage band.
Yeah.
Like you did it like in your computer.
Yeah. And then her husband, Emilio, got on.
So
he's like,
hey,
what key is that? What key is that farting, Tom? Is that the F? Yeah.
She had such a great sense of humor about it. And, you know, I'm hoping that Garth might have a similar sense of good humor about it. You never know.
You never know.
Maybe Trish will come on. I don't know.
Yeah. Well.
Come and trick your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself. I mean, every time I hear it now, I think of it.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was a fun era. Yeah.
Another thing that's kind of fun is that you mentioned that your type is Vincent Gallo.
Love him.
And I guess some digging was done, and it turns out he provides escort services.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's
how
on
much?
His, 50 grand.
That's okay.
Wish, dream, or fantasy with Vincent Gallo, ladies only. Have you ever watched a movie and fallen in love with one of the actors, the way they looked, or a character they played? Afterwards, you thought of them over and over, daydreaming, imagining things, sexy things. It says, when I was very young, I was madly in love with Tuesday Weld and Charlotte Rampling. On my 14th birthday, I went to see the film Rolling Thunder and had my biggest crush on the actress Linda Haynes. I wished and wished every day I could meet all these girls. I thought a lot of sexy things with Susan Blakely after seeing her in Lords of Flatbush. In my mind, I could do...
He really rambles. Yeah, get to the fucking
with
point.
With her anything I wanted to. So believe me, I know and understand what it's like to wish and dream about spending time with a movie star. This guy is out of his goddamn
mind. Out of
mind.
His fucking mind. I love it.
Doing things
more.
That couples do. Couples in love. At least couples where the guy is hot and knows how to handle a chick.
Dude, I knew he was awesome. See, I told you.
In his photo, he's holding his crotch.
Dude, because he's Vincent fucking Gallo, bro.
I, Vincent Gallo, star of such classics as Apollo 60 Sucks the Brown, have decided to make myself available to all women who can afford me.
I love
the modest fee of $50,000 plus expenses. I can fulfill the wish, dream, or fantasy of any naturally born female. The fee covers one evening. Hold
Babe,
on. For those who wish to enjoy my company for a weekend, the fee is increased to a mere $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Heavy set older redheads. And even black chicks.
Oh, wow.
Can even. Have me if they can Jeez. Pay the bill. That's wow. that's a loaded sentence, pal.
It is.
Just you might want to rework that one.
Well, natural born chicks was a little heavy, and then it got to that.
Yeah. No real female will be refused. However, I highly frown upon any male having even the slightest momentary thought they could ever become my client. No way, Jose. However... Female couples of the lesbian persuasion could enjoy a Vincent Gallo evening.
This is amazing.
$200,000 buys the lesbos a weekend.
I love him.
A weekend
this
that will have them second guess. I am willing to travel worldwide to nominate clients. However, travel days are billed at $50,000 per plus premium flight fees.
Well, hold on. The travel
day. You have to scan for STDs and all that too.
So but he wants $50,000 for the actual sex act, and then $50,000 per travel day.
Yeah.
Plus travel expenses. This is
it's expensive. So it's expensive. I mean, especially you know if like you're black. So
wait. So hold on. To fly him to Texas, it's $50,000 to get him on the plane.
I mean, unless you could fly him to if he's
wait
stateside.
A minute. I'm doing the Gramercy Theater January 22nd. My Netflix taping. He's in New York City.
You don't have to pay for a travel day.
I'm a natural born woman.
Yep. You're not black
or redhead, fat
or redheaded. Yep.
Babe. This is fucking... Like I knew the guy was off.
You know what? I'm going to Venmo you right now.
Babe, hey, our anniversary's coming up, November 8th. Can you...
Yep.
Would you mind?
No problem.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you want to do this offer? Because he also offers his sperm.
You can read this. This is amazing. I'm like blown away by how incredible this guy is.
Price includes all costs related to one attempt at in vitro fertilization, a $50,000 value. If the first attempt at in vitro fertilization is unsuccessful, purchaser of sperm must pay all medical costs related to additional attempts. He's offering his sperm for $1 million.
That's a bargain. When you think about how attractive and talented he is.
Sperm is 100% guaranteed to be donated by Mr. Gallo, who is drug, alcohol, and disease free.
Really?
If the purchaser of the sperm chooses the option of natural insemination, there is an additional charge of $500,000. It goes on and on. As we discovered, he is...
He's 5'11 and has blue eyes. I love that. No known genetic deformities in his ancestry. No cripples, in parentheses.
He actually writes in there... If you have seen the brown bunny, you know the potential size of the genitals if it's a boy.
I have.
And then in parentheses, 8 inches... If he's like his father.
Yep.
I don't know exactly how a well-hung father can enhance the physical makeup of a female baby, but it can't hurt.
Oh,
all right.
Mr. Gallo also presently maintains a distinctively full head of hair and at the age of 43 has surprisingly few gray hairs.
I got to tell you something. I am really digging this guy more than I ever
That's
have.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dude,
this is one of the
special.
Best things I've seen.
Yeah. Like he's different. He's special.
Yeah.
And I sensed this back in like the day, like back when Brown Bunny came out.
Yeah.
Buffalo 66 is when I first saw him with Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
And I was
different.
Like, this guy is something there. Vincent, if you're watching this, huge fans, I don't know if we can afford $50,000 just to fly you out.
To be a guest?
I'd like that.
Well, do you want it to be
an
overnight guest?
I don't know.
I mean, he's pretty clear about that. Like, are you saying, do you want him to be a podcast guest or, like, spend the night?
I mean, would you be interested?
In watching?
Yeah. He doesn't mention a three-way. Okay. He doesn't mention.
I kind of would like to see what he would do. I'm not going to lie. I'd be interested in be like, hey, what are your moves? Like, what do you do?
It's not a bad idea. Maybe.
No, don't try to like sell me on that.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I'm just saying, I am curious.
For the show, I think we should do this research. I agree. We should probably do the research for the sake of Your Mom's House, a YMH exclusive. We should invite him.
To.
And I will take the bullet and.
Take the 8-inch bullet?
The 8-inch bullet. I will sacrifice myself for Vincent Gallo.
So you are very attracted to him.
I find him very interesting.
Don't beat I hate when people use like manipulative language. Why don't you just say I think he's super hot? Why would you be like I think there's something going on? Like just tell me that you find him attractive.
He's got kind of a Manson look to him too, doesn't he? Look like Charles Manson a little bit. Yeah, but he looks like you.
He does not look like me.
Yes, he does. Those blue eyes and the same features. He looks just like you. That's why I like him.
Are you attracted to this man?
Of course, yeah. He's Vincent Gallo.
God, how hard is that to say?
So handsome.
Just say it.
Because I have a hard time because you're my husband and I love you. And I've been with you for so long that I can't say that. I don't think so.
Why?
Because I love you. I'm loyal to you, dipshit. I love you, you fucking dummy. Why? Because I don't let myself go there even in my head, you stupid prick.
You just pitched sleeping with him as research.
But that was for the show. This is real life. We're talking about real life, Felix.
You like Vincent Gallo. It's
baby,
okay.
I like you. I can't. Don't have this conversation with me. I don't enjoy this.
We're going to fly him fucking out to do research for the show. You don't want to talk about the fact that you find Vincent Gallo attractive?
I'm a little scared of him too. I'm.
That's probably going to make it more exciting. He's gonna register that fear. By the way, this is not his first run around the block.
How many women do you think have purchased his services?
Zero. But I think he gives out some free beatings every now and then too. You know,
$50,000. That's a lot of money for a lady to.
Yeah, and actually, I don't think it's zero. I bet a couple have done it.
I think so. Some wealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's probably. It probably happened once, and he was like, I'm going to put this on my website.
what other offers are there on this
Yeah, what
site?
Else is on the site?
Yeah,
this is fucking
pretty
not
amazing.
Like a regular site.
I knew this guy was special, though. I did. I sensed that something different was happening. Look at that guy.
I mean, his site's crazy. That looks like
spanning
a
time.
Fucking mugshot.
This guy's fucking amazing.
Say?
Oh,
so special new merchandise available now.
Okay.
Classifieds. Photographs, biography, artwork.
What's the classifieds?
Let's see. Wanted, hi-fi, any and all audio equipment. Okay, so he wants to buy audio equipment.
Oh.
Some guitars, some microphones.
He's starting a band.
Mm-hmm. It looks like shirts and clothes made by Granny Takes a Trip. Oh, shirts made by Mr. Fish of London.
He says I can. Does he say I can help you like make a few bucks for yourself at the end of that? What's the last sentence say?
If you can help me, and of course make a few bucks for yourself.
Yeah, if you can help me, and of course make a few bucks for yourself, that would be great.
So it's kind of like you should hook me up with this, but I'll give you a little cash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
All right. So that's the classifieds merch. Let's see if he offers more than just...
Can I tell you why I love this?
Yeah.
This guy... So you know how we're talking about different kinds of crazy? It's regional crazy. Like the California crazy is the guy who wears a fedora and is vegan. Austin crazy is its own kind. And then this is like old school New York crazy.
Yeah,
like
it is.
Like Gigi Allen crazy.
It actually feels like a step back in time. I feel like we're watching a guy in the 70s.
Yeah, crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Or it's like those... gay guys that are like in their late 50s now in New York.
Yeah.
Like RPC is like vintage New York gay guy. Like that kind of nutty.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It feels like a step back in time.
Yeah, it's so rad. I love this.
And does he currently do stuff? I haven't just kept up. Like go to his IMDb. I don't know what he's up to. Like is he doing movies still? Because wasn't he writing those movies?
So Brown Bunny had Chloe Sevigny.
Yes, yes.
And there was a BJ scene that just destroyed her reputation and his reputation. It was considered too far. And I think it really hurt both their careers. It was so sad. It was just some beach scene, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, you can't make Chloe Sevigny suck your D on a movie, dude. She's an A-list actress. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So he took the heat for that kind of, you know?
No, she took the heat
and
for that.
And she took the heat, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that was, you know, that was tough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so wait, what is that?
It looks like he's working on on a short from 2019 that he's directing.
So he's directing stuff.
Yeah, he's directing stuff, and he's producing the same thing.
All right. That's cool. He's a wild dude.
Yeah.
I bet he's a wild dude to, like, hang out
That's
with.
What I'm saying. I kind of want to pay the 50 grand to hang out with him.
What the fuck are we doing now?
Yeah. Like, I want to fly him to Texas and have dinner with him and just watch him talk.
Like, we would all joke about PCP, and then he'd be like, it's right here.
100%. He would be like, oh, you guys got PCP. Amazing.
Yeah.
And
but he is drug free. But he would be doing some weird, wild shit.
I didn't even know he had an Instagram.
Man.
He's got an Instagram.
Yeah. Well, you got a new follower,
Yo.
Vincent. You got a new follower and 50 grand coming your way, pal. Just want some step-by-step instructions on how to get wild the VG way.
Oh, my God, babe. He follows Donald Trump.
It's the only person he follows.
Hilarious.
Yeah. See? That's old school crazy right there.
Yeah, he's fantastic. What an interesting fella, huh?
Most of your day with Vincent, I think, would be just spent going...
What?
It's I love that I know that your type is... crazy.
Well, yeah. What do you think?
I'm not crazy.
Well, okay. Babe, you don't see any resemblance? The blue eyes,
okay,
the brown hair.
Listen, you can't be like, do you see resemblance?
See, you're already flying
off.
No. You're already
like,
kooky shoes.
Okay, you know what? Annie, you remind me of Obama. You don't see the resemblance?
Look at the beard, the crazy fucking
okay, let's
facial
pull the room.
Hair.
Let's pull the room.
His intensity, look at the intense gaze. He's out of his fucking mind like you. And, you don't think when we first started dating, Tommy, do you remember this? The first, look at those eyes. The first red flag was, I like you so much. I want to rip your eyes out. I want to fucking stab you so hard. You would say shit like that to me. Remember?
No. Do you guys see the us being similar?
I think that there's situations where you guys look like each other. Like, if he doesn't shave his beard, then... Yeah, but, I mean, you look like a lot of bearded guys. But once you take the beard off, you don't look like him.
Yeah. Okay.
In my opinion.
But you haven't seen Tom without a beard.
It's true. Well, he has photos. Who is that in the middle there? Is that him?
Yeah, it's him being Jesus.
Underneath that.
That's him.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I don't think he's 42, though. That seems a bit young.
I know. It does seem young.
Doesn't seem right. I think he's 50, probably.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Because I think when Buffalo 66
also,
came out, dude, he's like, he's older than me when that came out.
It's also, it's always strange when a guy's not up front with his age.
I know. It's like society doesn't care.
That's a real weird one.
But if he's selling sperm, he might want to make it seem like fresher sperm.
Yeah.
So I understand the marketing there. That crazy show with his eyes wide open. Yeah. That's my... What's up, bro? Come at me. That's a fucking look. Do it, Tom. Yeah, I mean, this is like twins. Samesies. You don't see that?
No.
This is look at every shot of him, eyes wide.
Yeah, that's not how most people's pictures are taken. It's... straight out of a hospital.
I like his looks. I like Luke Wilson.
I would watch the reality show of you two dating.
Who?
You and Vincent Gallo. Yes.
I'd be tortured like
I would
Christ.
I would be fucking front row like.
Yeah.
Have him be like,
yeah. Well, good morning. I roll over. He's
good
just
morning.
Looking at me.
Yeah, he's just fucking staring at you.
I was up till 4 a.m. crocheting. You're like, what?
Huh?
I made a macrame painting of you.
Yeah.
He does weird crafts and shit, I bet.
A lot more than weird crafts, I bet.
He says he doesn't do drugs.
That is so strange.
I don't think that's accurate.
I know. And also, really disappointing.
Now, who's your celebrity?
You always do this.
What? It's not fair. How come I give you Vincent Gallo? You give me nothing. You give me nobody.
I don't know. Who's a celebrity? I don't have a celebrity crush.
A regular person crush, which is even scarier.
Scarier?
You can't be like, you know, Susan down the street at the bank, like your dad.
Susan at the bank.
Right. Like, you can't. You're not supposed to have real life people when you're married, dipshit.
Like, hey, Susan.
Yeah.
Guess who's opening a checking account?
Remember when your dad would go to the bank teller and try to hit on her?
Do I remember? Do you know how many times I've heard that absolutely horrifying story?
Yeah.
And the worst was asking him, oh, my God. You know, sometimes you lose yourself a little bit when you're wanting advice and you make the huge mistake of asking your parents.
Yes.
And I was like, I was in like some type of turmoil about this girl. And this was like, oh my God, I think this was like, I'm in college still. I don't know. I'm not telling my friends. And I'm just talking to him with it. And it just like slips out. Like, cause it's a bothering me. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just like, I like this girl and I don't know. And he was, you know, I'm sure obviously trying to be like a comforting father to his son. He's like, why don't you give her a call? And I was like, yeah, you know, I want to. I'm like not even registering that I'm talking to him.
The worst advice.
Yes, the worst.
World,
yeah. And I'm like, fucking, I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, Dad. And he was like, well, say you're a nice gal. I'd like to take you out. Maybe dance or something. And then I snapped out of it. I was like, the fuck did you just say? Like, you're a nice gal. I want to take you to dance. He's like, well, say how you would say that. And I was like, I can't believe I just told you this.
Yeah.
Like, I go, this is one of the absolute biggest regrets of my life so far is sharing this with you.
Yeah, I know.
And the worst is that then he'd follow up. Oh. Did you call that gal? I was like, she died. You know, he's like, oh.
What is that? Is it a function of age that you just get so checked out that you talk like that? Or is it just that our parents are just talked? Because my parents, equally horrible advice. Just horrible.
It's so generationally different, I think.
Yeah.
And I also feel like you would probably always give different advice to like your kid. I mean, our kids are super young. But like if they needed advice, you're just going to talk to them like so carefully, yeah. Right? Because you're like so protective.
Normal parents, yeah. My mother, I'll never forget this. I had a boyfriend who cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
The guy calls my mother as I'm like, yo, we're done. Like, yeah. I cut him off. Like, you're dead to me, bro.
Yeah, you're out.
Deuces, wild, yeah. And he fucking calls my mother. My mother calls me and tries to convince me to get back together with that guy.
Why?
She was really crazy. I mean, but can you think of anything worse?
And were you like, no, we're done? And she's like, why done?
Yeah, she's like, well, I think he's a very nice guy. You know, he called me and
she liked it. He told her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it became her fun time to try to convince me to get back with someone who was not suitable for me, clearly, which was just one of those many events where I realized my mom was not on my side.
That's,
it's okay. It's a decade of therapy. I'm fine now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you are, bitch. No. I don't think she's up there.
Yeah.
She's somewhere different. You know?
It took me longer to realize that I can talk to my dad about women in a hilarious fashion.
Yeah. No.
So like, therefore hearing the bank stories, you know, I said, I really liked it.
I like
when you wear that red dress, and you go back and she's got the red dress on it. Bingo.
My favorite of all time, though, is when you start up a conversation with a lady, you can ask them things like, what's your favorite sweetener? Do you like Splenda or sweetener? Mm-hmm. That was a fucking wild.
And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? He's like, you got to get the conversation started. He actually has a point.
Yeah.
It's just not the best example.
I mean, if a guy walked up to me at Barstux and I'm stirring my coffee and he's like, do you prefer Splenda or sweetener? Yeah. I'd be like, what are you, fucking retarded? Get away from me. Like, what do you care, asshole?
But
like, I wouldn't think that's normal.
But here's the thing. I think I agree with you, but I think it's because we're picturing my dad.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you're fucking old. Don't talk
but
to me.
But if it was like a guy who was like, you know.
Like a hot guy.
Yeah,
hot
guy.
Vincent Gallo. Vincent Gallo.
So if Vincent Gallo, if you're like, and he's like, he goes like, what do you prefer?
Do you prefer sweetener or PCP in your
or
coffee?
Splenda. You would be like, oh, yeah.
Hi.
Hi. And he's like, I got an 8-inch piece in my pocket right now. And you're like, okay.
He's definitely done a lot of PCP. Maybe he doesn't do it now, but I think he's done some before.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
How about this guy?
Who's your lady?
Hi, guys. My high meat is 1 year old now, so I'm going to eat it all at once just for you guys.
Oh, my fuck.
Whatever I have left here. It's the oldest meat I've ever seen.
I don't like it.
It's gotten pretty dry now.
Pretty dry now.
Because of how long it's been sitting there.
You can't do this.
Smells like acidic mushrooms.
You can't do this. You can't do this, right?
I'm gonna eat it all at once.
Oh my god, I have the chills. Oh my god, I have the chills. Oh, my stomach. I'm gonna fucking die.
There's too much. I can't even get it all in.
Oh.
God, this is terrible.
It's fermented meat, yeah? Like rotten meat. How can you eat that? How do you not die from eating this? The bacteria doesn't kill you?
I don't know. How is Vincent Gallo alive? I don't know.
Well, very strong.
Yeah, no shit.
Not bad.
Not bad. This guy is definitely... Is he Russian?
Very strong.
Is he Hungarian? I'm gonna fucking...
That really goes in your throat. Big time.
Yeah, duh.
A year? A year it's had
you
there?
You can't. You can't eat this, right? I can't.
Like eating,
I'm done.
Like eating chili. Fucking hell. Fuck.
Wow. That was terrible.
Terrible. So there for a while was a TikTok lane of men eating fermented meats. And they keep them in jars for like this.
Why?
Maniac.
What's the point of this? What is the point?
It's got great bacteria, healthy bacteria in there. It's all this good stuff, these cultured probiotics. Like these psychos that think eating raw meat is good for you. It's like, dude, no. Fire. No, is that her again?
I'm going to get you again. I know. Let's do it again.
No.
What happens when I do this?
Stop.
You know the drill. There it is.
I just ate.
All right, fine.
Why do you do this? I'm not even going to lie.
I love this couple. It's so funny.
Of course you love it because it's the guy torturing the girl.
Yeah. It's so funny. And she knows right whenever she sees the camera, she's like, no, please don't. Please don't. Let's not do this.
I agree. Let's not do this.
Okay. I thought it was very funny. I love their dynamic. It's fun.
You know I'm losing trust in you.
Because of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
You keep showing me bad things.
All right.
God, you're so horrible. You're a horrible person.
Oof. What do you think's going on here?
Hey, what's up, bitches on YouTube? This is me, Devin. And right now, my dad just made some egg salad. So I'm going to have an egg salad sandwich. And hopefully, I don't take a big shit tomorrow, but I probably will. So I'm going to eat that egg salad sandwich and try not to think about my shit that I'm going to have the next day, this morning, tomorrow. Because, like, eggs really gives me the shits.
Oh, no.
I'm going to eat that sandwich like a proud man and be happy for it. Thanks, Daddy Poo. Bye, bitches, on you.
Yeah. Well, you and I were having a...
We had that conversation.
Conversation this morning.
This morning, yeah.
Because you had an egg and the yolk was a little runny and it makes
No,
you...
it wasn't runny. That's the thing. That's the thing. It's like I feel like the only way I can eat eggs and not have any stomach issue is scrambled.
Yeah.
You know, same. But if they're fried, if they're poached, like
poached is death.
I mean, I'm
comes
just
right out of me.
Totally in trouble, man.
Yeah. Well, also cream of wheat.
Mm.
I eat a bowl of that. It's disastrous.
Yeah.
But any runny, it's the runny yolk for me that does it.
And this guy, same thing.
Samesies.
Samesies, man.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was such a universal struggle.
Yeah, I don't know how many people it does affect, but clearly affects some of them, you know?
Yeah.
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 Pretty good. I enjoy your egg salad sandwich, sir. And
it is so good. It is worth the pain.
I love eggs.
I like an egg salad. What is egg salad? Mayonnaise with the eggs? Right? That's some white people shit. I don't need that.
Check this out. Somebody made this. You'll love this.
Light your brain on fire. You feathering it, brother? You feathering it? Oh, yeah.
I love it. Happy Halloweens.
Yeah, that is from Michelle or Nichelle.
And then Michelle Mabel.
This is another Halloween thing here.
It's a YMH
pumpkin.
Yeah, it's the two of us. Look, my tits are on there.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
They're huge. Thank you.
That's from Jacob and Gabby.
Oh, I love that. That reminds me, we got to carve our pumpkins, but you know, the weather is so dang hot.
Yeah.
They rot right away.
I would wait till it cools down a little bit.
You got to wait till it cools down.
Yeah.
Can't carve the pumpkin in the day.
Very cool.
That's all awesome. Right.
Yeah.
I heard you bitches looking for me. I'm going to put my spectacles on. Specs appeal.
So basically what I was comparing was Catalina behind me and Glory. Catalina is like 7 pounds. If you look behind me, you see Catalina. She's like 7 pounds. She's made of a PVC piping from her neck down.
Okay, this is a really long video. Mm-hmm. This guy talking about his dolls.
Yeah.
I'm good. I get it.
Did you hear what? There's PVC piping inside that runs from her vagina to her throat.
That's cool.
It is nice that he's got companions. So one of these dolls is named Glory.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one on his lap, I don't know.
Good.
You know, one thing I would prefer in these talks is that if he could turn the television down.
I think so, too. I think in any video. Any video that you ever make.
Turn the audio down in the background because we can't hear your valuable words. Anyway, this guy did so many. He did a series explaining his dolls and his relationship to them and such.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Appalachian witch trick. If you think somebody is talking or gossiping about you, just put some salt on the stove and burn it. They're going to stop.
Have you heard that before?
I hadn't heard that, but it's a cool Appalachian witch trick.
For Halloweens. It's witchy.
Okay.
This is August 9th, 2021. He's just letting you know what he looks like today.
Yeah, I'm super nervous right now.
He did a series of these. Like, he's one of those guys that couldn't quite figure TikTok out.
No, that's clear.
But he kept doing them. It wasn't just this one.
They're always like this?
Yeah. And he would be like he just couldn't put it together what was going to happen.
You're gonna make them suffer. That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna make them fucking suffer. Every single fucking day. You're gonna take away your fucking attention. You're gonna take away their fucking energy by taking away your fucking attention. You're not gonna give them any more fucking texts, and you're not gonna give them any more fucking calls. Do you understand me? I want you to make sure that you make them fucking suffer. Every single fucking day! Every day! Let them understand. Let them feel it inside of their soul. Let them fucking understand what it meant to fucking make you miserable every fucking day of your life. Let them realize what the fuck they fucked up on. That's right. You are incredible. You are amazing. Don't fucking forget it. Learn to gain confidence from all the shit that's going on.
What do you think he was responding to?
I think he's been through some shit. I think he's talking to himself right now.
Well,
under the guise that it's for the people watching the TikTok.
It's for a girl.
Of course it's for a girl.
Teaching the girls the narcissistic.
So he's saying, hey, all you guys that this happened to him too.
And he didn't stop driving to make the TikTok.
I got to say, very impressive part of the video.
He drove the entire time.
Yeah. And there's a lot of emotion in this video.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's an act.
No.
No.
That's what makes it good. That's right. How I pick them.
Make them suffer.
Yeah.
There's a right way and a wrong way to take a book off a shelf. And the wrong way is a very common error. Here's what people often do. They grab the top of the spine with a finger and tip that book out towards them.
Dumb fuck.
This tears the top edge of the spine. We see this often on antiquarian books. Here's an example of a book that has had the top of the spine torn right off from inappropriately taking it off the shelf. Here's the correct way, however, to take a book off the shelf. Reach past the top of the book, push it forward from the foredge of the text block out to your other hand, and remove it as so. Again, the correct way, not grabbing the top of the spine,
we got it.
But reaching past the book, sliding it out on the shelf, and then you can grab it by the sides. And that is the correct way to take a book off a shelf.
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like I learned something. I like it.
You did, right? Yeah.
I would watch things like this a lot.
Yeah. That one's kind of
informative. Saying like the right way to do something.
Yeah.
Like that's educational. I enjoy it. I hope you make more stuff like this, sir.
Wouldn't it wear down that side of the book though? Like you're touching that. So then there's often gold on it or leafing. Yeah, but your finger oils are now touching the pages.
Okay, why don't you make a fucking TikTok then, okay?
I'm just saying that it's probably better to destroy the spine than the actual pages of the oils on your fingers are touching. Right.
What are your options if a kidney stone, and yes, this is a real kidney stone with the real kidney, gets stuck and it can't pass and go down the ureter?
Yeah.
Well, there's a few options. First, they can actually do what's called a lithotripsy, where they use focused energy waves to try and pulverize the stone and so it breaks into smaller pieces that can then be passed down the ureter. Second option, they can do what's called a ureteroscopy, where they actually go up the ureter and they can even use lasers to break apart the kidney stone and then have a basket attached to it that'll grab the pieces and then pull it out. Or another option is they can actually go the surgical route, where they'll go in here and take it out.
I take the surgical route. Just go in there and take it out. I don't want to pee it out. You know how fucking painful that's got to be?
It's got to be horrible.
One of the biggest qualities is uncertainty, not knowing the outcome. When we watch a football game, what makes the football game fun? We don't know what team's going to win. Our team could lose, so we're invested in it because we don't know the outcome. Is a game as fun to watch when it's the next day and you've already heard that your team won or your team lost? A lot of times we don't even watch it. It's no longer fun because we know the outcome. Same thing when you're dating a woman. Nice guys, when they date a woman, they are, I always say it, they're like the movie where the woman already knows the ending. She meets you, she dates you, you hang out, you hit it off, but there's no fun there for her because she knows that, all right, it's the second date, he hasn't kissed me yet, he's probably going to try to kiss me on the third date because that's his role, and then the third date comes and you walk her to the door and you kiss her and she's like, all right, that's exactly what I expected. And then she gets home and she pulls out her phone and she's got a text from you saying, had a great night. Like, that's not fun because that's like knowing the movie in advance.
What do you think of that?
Fucking cool as shit.
Yeah. He's saying, like, keep her on her toes.
Keep her guessing.
Finger her on the first date. Don't wait until the third date. Don't text her right away.
I think you're giving, I don't know that's what he was saying.
That's what he said, right? Oh, she's going to kiss me on the third date.
So he's basically saying stop being
predictable
and nice.
I guess so.
He's saying don't nice it up so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I disagree. I like nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it. I like that you're consistent.
Booty hole.
You're consistent. I like that about you.
Consistency.
It's attractive to me.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it too. Consistency is.
I'm not into game playing.
No. Stable. Yeah.
These guys are the best. Oh, wow.
Can I tell you something?
Wow.
Can I tell you something? This guy reminds me a lot of Annie.
Babe. Oh, wow. Look at his abilities.
Wow.
That's what he wants you to do, like a kid. Look at you, Ellis.
Well, this is going on a lot longer than I thought it would.
I like that he maintains eye contact. Like, that's another thing. They have to look straight ahead. That's how you know he's a badass.
Totally. Still going.
Still going. Well, now that TikTok's extended.
Oh.
Holy cow. That's amazing.
Really? Two nunchucks.
That's hard.
It's not his first time doing that. Go.
Back on the Oh, he faked you out. We thought it was over. This is ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Okay.
God, enough.
All right.
Now you're just showing off, nunchucks. No.
I'm cutting it off.
Yeah, how long do they let you go on TikTok now?
Jesus Christ, man.
But that was a good show. He was talented.
Yeah, it was a good show.
He knows what he's doing, Tom.
Can't believe you compared me to that false blood, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
He's wearing red and blue, though.
I know. It's very impressive.
Fucking false blood. Remember how mad that guy gets? He's like, don't call me no fucking false blood.
Oh, I think we all remember.
Su-woo. Yeah,
he was like so lathered up.
Yeah.
He was like stumbling over his words.
Okay.
Fucking false blood.
Looking for a big old teddy bear to cuddle with? Here I am.
Here he is.
That's going to be it for us today, guys.
That's it.
That's the show.
I love you.
Love you. Thanks, guys, for watching. We'll see you next week.
My
and
jeans.
Let's see. Do we have a, is there a closer here? Closing song? Mark Wahlberg. No. Your special is out there on sale. The tickets are on sale. So we will close on Touch My Camera Through the Fence.
Oh, that's the name of the special.
By J. Crown Molding. Is that what it's called? I don't know. Touch my camera through the fence. Touch my camera through the fence, you faggot. Touch my camera through the fence. Touch my camera through the fence, you faggot. Donald Peterson didn't follow Proto. This is America. What's up there, Chomo? Donald Peterson didn't follow Proto. This is America. What's up there, Chomo? You guys are messing with a celebrity smoker. Father and motherfuckers. Head smoker. What's your name anyways? You know who you're talking to? Mr. Peterson. You got it, bitch. Wish I could have fucked you under the tree instead of on the curb last night. You just lost your life. Got your brain on fire. Okay? Ta-ta there, retard. Donald Peterson didn't follow Proto. This is America. What's up there, Chomo? Donald Peterson didn't follow Proto. This is America. What's up there, Chomo? You know what call is? Yeah, I take cops' badges all the time doing it. You know who you're talking to? A retired double agent there, you fucking retard. Oh, you know what? You're fired, bud. You just lost your life, okay, as far as your job goes. Ta-ta there, retard.